The battle for truth, holding the line. Truth is not waiting to be updated. It is being opposed. Mocking certainty is trendy right now, and sound doctrine is labeled toxic. But scripture is clear. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. That isn't an observation on culture. That is a biblical warning. Clarity is slandered as arrogance in many Christian circles today. Conviction is called divisive. But Jesus never apologized for truth. He prayed, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." If his word is truth, truth is not subjective. It is sure. This series exists for one reason: to stand where God has spoken and refused to move. Scripture tells us that the faith was once delivered unto the saints. Once delivered means complete, not evolving, not adjustable, not waiting for cultural refinement. Delivered. If the faith has been delivered, then we are not authorized to edit it. If we are not authorized to edit it, then we are responsible to guard it. Paul told Timothy, "Hold fast the form of sound words." He instructed elders to be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. That is not optional leadership advice. That is a command tied to the health of the church. We will examine whether truth can survive in a generation that believes everything is subjective. Scripture says otherwise. Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever. Truth is enduring because God is unchanging. We will look at spiritual warfare as Scripture defines it. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. The real battle is not against personalities, but against ideas that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. That is why this fight is about doctrine. We will confront how false teaching enters quietly. Jude warns that there are certain men crept in unawares who distort the grace of God. Peter speaks of false teachers who privily shall bring in damnable heresies. Error rarely announces itself. It infiltrates. We will speak about apostasy because Scripture speaks about it. Now, the Spirit speaketh expressly, that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith. We will speak about discernment because Hebrews says mature believers are those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Silence is not neutrality. When Paul warned the Ephesian elders, he said grievous wolves would enter in, and he told them to watch. Watching implies responsibility. Defending biblical truth is not just for pastors. It belongs to every believer who confesses Christ. We are commanded to earnestly contend for the faith. We are told to prove all things, hold fast that which is good. This series is not about winning arguments. It is about guarding the gospel. Paul said plainly, though we, or an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel, let him be accursed. The stakes could not be higher. So this is a call. Open your Bible. Test every teaching. Refuse vague spirituality. Reject softened gospels. Stand firm when compromise looks easier. Because Jesus said, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away." The line has already been drawn by God. This is not about winning theological debates. It is about whether people are saved or deceived. The question is simple. When the pressure comes, will we hold the line or move it?